We're going to study on Parshas Kisiso, a segment of Maharal in Sefer Tiferes Yisrael. In Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, the Maharal celebrates what's so special and unique about Am Yisrael, the Am Segula, and he begins Perek Shmona V'Arba'im, the 48th Perek of Tiferes Yisrael, with an obvious question. If the Jewish people are so special and so holy and achieved after Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, such great levels of spiritual achievement, how could they have created the golden calf? Achar shen nisba'er luchor Hamadrego ha'elyonor shehigiu Yisrael eleho. Once we've explained that the Jewish people reached such tremendous spiritual heights, such great status, hine lefaneinu she'ela atzuma ma'od. We have a very big and very tough question to answer. Eich tekef umiyad saru maher min aderech. How could they so quickly have gone wayward and created a golden calf, an idolatrous image? Big question. Because with such spiritual accomplishments of receiving Torah after the 7 weeks that passed, and as they grew from Matan, from Yitzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, how can it be that just 40 days later they create a golden calf? So he's going to turn to the Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, and through what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says about the Chet HaEgel, we'll see an answer to this question. V'cha'asher chipasnu b'divrei chachamim ba'avodas alilim in Maseches Avodah Zarah daf dalid amid beis. Amrav Yeshua ben Levi. There, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, le'asu Yisrael asa egel ela litain pischein peh lebali tshuva. That there was divine intent and design that there be an egel, and the Jewish people create an egel. And why would there be such intent? Not that God did it, the people did it, but it was, so to speak, something divinely ordained and desired. Why? So that there will be pischon peh lebaalei tshuva, so that we would be able to turn to people who are capable of tshuva and saying to them, you see, you can and should do tshuva, just like the awful sin of Am Yisrael after receiving Torah, they created an egel, and yet, still in all, they did tshuva successfully. You can, you should as well. Because otherwise, one might think it's impossible. You create an egel, and you can be accepted back and forgiven. Well, if that's possible, then indeed the Jewish people are capable of returning to Hashem, and successfully so. So the idea was to set down a certain kind of precedent and foundation in Jewish faith, that there is this possibility and power to the possibility of tshuva. Shenemar, mi yitain v'hoy levavam zeh lohem liyira'osi kol hayomim. That's what Hashem said after Matan Torah. The people were so frightened of God. They had such yiras Hashem. And that's exactly what the people should have. And that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have. And that was the idea of bringing us to Sinai and causing us to receive Torah in the really awe-inspiring circumstances in which Torah was given. That we have this lev, levavam zeh lahem, liyira osi. But what the Gemara here means is that that leiv can be maintained. That's what Hashem wants, and the example of the Egel HaZav teaches that we can be back where we were, that we can restore that kind of a sense of being with Hashem and in Yira that we once had. V'hainu d'omer, that's the Kol Hayamim, even after there has been sin. V'hainu d'omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. This similarly is the intent in the words of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Lo haya David, David HaMelech, lo haya David ro'oi lo'oisei ma'ese. David HaMelech was also in such a great place, like we had been in such Yiras Hashem at Sinai. David HaMelech had been vanquishing his Yetzirah. He says about himself, V'libi chalol bekirbi, that my Yetzirah has been banished. The Jewish people had achieved tremendous yiras haromamus. Ela, lama asu. So why is it that the nation sinned after Matan Torah and David HaMelech fell in with Bathsheba? Loi melecha. The message of these is to tell us, im chotu rabim aimnim lehem klach etzel rabim. If it's the tzibur, if it's the congregation or the whole nation that has sinned, then we turn to the nation and say, the whole nation sinned after Matan Torah. The nation created and worshipped a golden calf and did tshuva. So we, Jewish people, you, Am Yisrael, must now, shall, can do tshuva now as well. That's Klach Eitzel Rabim. Look and see how the entire nation did tshuva, just like they did at the time of the Egel HaZav. We can, we should now. Sha'asu tshuva. V'imchot ha'yachid, if it's an individual, Aymrim loy, Klach Eitzel Yachid. Look at David HaMelech and his example. Sha'asu tshuva. Utsricha, we need these two examples, one of the Rabbim, one of the Yachid, the Ashmi'inin Yachid, Mishum Dele Mefursim Chata'e. After all, in the case of a Yachid, it might be easier to achieve tshuva because it's not so publicized, it's not so horrifically well known that this terrible sin has been perpetrated. Avot Tzibur de Mefarsim Chata'ayu. But in the case of a whole nation where it's so public, perhaps that stain can't be wiped away. Emeloi, v'yashmi'inan tzibur. On the other hand, if you tell the tzibur that they're capable of tshuva, that's mishum d'nefishi rachamayu, because there's so much that they daven for, and there's so much, therefore, that they are begging for, and there are so many good people, and their hearts turning back to Hashem. So they're able to succeed, because there's so much new goodwill returning to the people and between the people and Hashem. Aval Yachid, but where it's just one person in all of his or her contrition and prayer, emelo, it's not enough. Tzricha. So that's why you have them both. Behind Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Am Rabbi Yonason, Maidichsev, Ne'um David ben Yishai, Ne'um Hagever, Hukam Al. These are the words of David ben Yishai, who was Hukam Al. So Hukam Al means that he was placed on top of, meaning he was the Melech, he was the Melech HaMashiach. But the drasha is shehekim ula shel tshuva adkan. So Chazal Adairish that the opportunity and the responsibility to do tshuva is learned from David HaMelech. V'Rashi Pirish, Rashi there explains ki gzeras melech hoya l'shloit behem yetzer hara. It was the will of Hashem that there be a yetzer hara that could even overwhelm us. Not that he instructed the Yetzirah to overwhelm us, but that the Yetzirah is capable of overwhelming us. So that they would return back to Hashem after and if the Yetzirah gets the better of us, and it did. And if the Yetzirah got the better of us, as it did in the case of the Egel, we did tshuva, and so we will learn from this example to do tshuva. So it looks simplistically on the surface as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if not directed, but wanted that we should do the wrong thing so that we would learn how to do and appreciate that the right thing can yet be done afterward. That's what it looks like simplistically. The Maharal is going to take it, however, much more deeply and explain it quite well. Let's see. Again, we're on page Kuf Mem Vav in Tiferes Yisrael, left-hand column all the way down at the bottom of the left-hand side, Vitema. So this idea that the Egel has been allowed by God or promoted by God so that we would turn back from the Egel, do tshuva, and then set an example of tshuva for all time. He says, Vitema, that's really astonishing. Eich yegzeras melech sheyechetu v'yavo aleim kol ha-maisim ha-gedoylim. We're at the top of the next page. Can it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to sin and then all of the terrible things happened afterwards? You know, three different kinds of punishments and thousands of people punished and lives lost in the aftermath of the Egel Azov. Can that be what Hashem wanted? Aval ein daito zecharenu levracha shehi yegzeras melech al Yisrael asher yotzu mimitzrayim shehi yuchaitim. Rashi there is not explaining, and the Chazal don't mean that Hashem wants us to be sinners so that we show examples of tshuva. Similarly, v'chein al David, ba'atzmo. David sins because he decides to. It's not that Hashem wants him to, and it's not as if Hashem wants him to, so that the example of David as an individual doing tshuva should become an example of renown and something that other individuals should learn from. That's not why Hashem wants. Hashem doesn't want chet ever. David ze einoy klal. Hashem yisbarach geizer al adam prati sheyachato. Hashem doesn't decree or want that an individual or that the nation, in the case of the Egel, should sin. Aval das Rashi zechron levracha ki gozer Hashem yisbarach sheyachto b'nei adam. It's the gzera that there will be sin, v'yasu tshuva. It's the gzera that we are weak and flawed, and there is the mitzvah and the possibility of tshuva. V'loyal adam prati ze, but it does not mean that this individual David, or that the nation Israel after Matan Torah, was, so to speak, programmed to do the chet that they did. The possibility was there. And in some sense, the design of tshuva was there as well. So Hashem, so to speak, looks favorably, or in some ways, not wants, but accepts that there will be sin, and looks forward to the process of tshuva that will follow. Lefichach im chata adam zeh, or im chata adam ze nechshav lechet gomer k'moy shar hachaitim. Don't think that David HaMelech, or in the case of Am Yisrael at Sinai, where we were still at Har Sinai and we created an egel, don't think that, well, if Hashem wanted us to sin so that we would then follow that by doing tshuva, well, then that the sin really isn't all that bad, or it was not something we could control, or it was not something we can be held responsible for. That's not so. We are fully responsible for the chet. Hashem doesn't want us to sin, and we are held fully responsible for the chet. So what is the point? The point is that there's a good side, or there's an upside to the fact that there was a chet, because at least there were these examples of tshuva, and that's what he's going to explain. Let's skip down a couple of lines, about one or two lines beyond halfway down this page. V'hine, nashiv el hasha'ela harishona. Let's go back to the first original question. Ki lo gazer Hashem yisbarach she'iyya nimtza ba'elam she'yachta ha'adam. God has not decreed that man should sin. Va'acha kach yasa tshuva. And then afterwards he should do tshuva. Rak, ha'isa ha'gzeira min Hashem yisbarach al ha'tshuva. That's the point of it all. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has established tshuva, and then when we sinned at the Egel, and the tshuva was able to work and do its thing and succeed, Hashem said, it's good that this example of tshuva has been set by Am Yisrael. That's the meaning of the Gemara. Rak hoy sagzer min Hashem Yisbarach al tshuva shetihye nimtzeis loy al hachet klal. It's not that there's the desire for chet at all. Now, of course, you can't say, well, there's a concept of tshuva without a concept of chet. There's only tshuva because there could be a chet, potentially. The desire and the pronouncement of Hashem is not that there will be chet, but if there's chet, there will be tshuva. Rak al hatshuva el Hashem Yisbarach. V'dover zeh, shehu hatshuva, hi madrega el yoyna la'olam. Tshuva is a tremendous virtue. It's a status the world is capable of, meaning there's something in the world called tshuva, and because there's something in the world called tshuva, the world is a much better, greater place. The fact that the creation includes the possibility of correction and return unto God means that all of creation and all that exists is greater than it could ever have been had tshuva not existed. The davar zeh, shehu hatshuva, hi madrega elyona la'olam. It is a fantastic and a very great virtue that it exists and that the world we live in possesses it. Ulefichach, lo yikshe klal ma shegazer Hashem Yisbarach sheyia nimtza chot im ba'olam. Then don't ask, but has God decreed that there be sinners in this world? No. She'ein zekach, that's not what he's decreed. Rak shegazer shetihia nimtzeis hatshuva ba'olam. He has decreed that there be tshuva. And the greatness of what happened in the aftermath of the Egel is an act of tshuva that stands to this day as an example of what we are capable of accomplishing in return to Hashem in spite of ourselves, in spite of what we do. And that's the meaning of the Gemara, when the Gemara implies that it was, so to speak, worth that we sinned so that there would be this great repentance, the great tshuva achieved immediately thereafter. So the understanding here is that there is, so to speak, a benefit to the fact that there was this terrible sin, and that benefit is not the sin itself, but the tshuva that followed, because that's the first time the nation, as a nation, achieved repentance. V'od yesh lefarish ki masha amar lo asur Yisrael es ha'egel elo kidei litten piskun peh lebal yeshuva lo yesh Hashem Yisbaruch gozer alachet. Again, he says, of course it doesn't mean that the sin was preordained, that God wanted it or commanded it. Of course not. Rak leshlema, excuse me, rak ratzel leima ki Hashem Yisbaruch ragle chasidav yishmar, the pasuk says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu generally moves us in a way that protects us from sin. V'shemer oisam min hachet. Those who are pious, who are beholden, and who sense that they are close to Hashem and wish to be close to Hashem, they are His pious ones. Hashem helps them remain and retain their purity and their piety such that they won't sin. U'mepnei kisiya nira hatshuva ba'olam, but in order for tshuva to emerge, lo hayashomer oisam min hachet kama shehayu ru'uyim lozeh. Now he is saying something fascinating. Of course Hashem didn't want them to sin. He didn't direct or command that they sin, but He didn't protect them from it either. So we read the Midrashim. Rashi quotes how the Satan made it appear to them as if Moshe had died. The Satan gave them the sense that Moshe had passed away, that they were now alone, abandoned, and that the Moshe they depended upon was gone. Now they needed something, someone, somehow. They have to be led through the desert. They're without their Moshe Rabbeinu. This could have been avoided. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have, you know, told Moshe, be sure to tell the Jewish people exactly which day you're coming down. Don't just say 40 days. Tell them 40 whole days, and that a partial day doesn't count, so they won't expect you on the 16th. They'll know you're coming down on the 17th of Tammuz, as an example. No, Hashem just said, well, let's see what happens. Let's let it happen. But why would Hashem do that? Hashem did that because in the aftermath of this Aveira, the tshuva accomplishment was so great. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let them be tested, even though with such great opportunities to do the wrong thing, they might, they will, nevertheless, but when they will make the correction afterward, it'll all have been worth it. So now what he is saying is that these midrashim that point out how the Jews were almost misled by the Satan, how they could have maybe thought this through, but were misled such that they thought that Moshe was gone. And you know, the midrashim that say that the Egel self-created, that it was like this miraculous image that came out of the smeltering, and that the smelter didn't take Aaron, you know, to work, and he didn't have to create, and he didn't have to shape. You know, he threw in the gold, and out came the golden calf. That's all indicative of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making it easy for us to be misled, in spite of how he normally would have kept us or given us something to gird ourselves to be more careful, in spite of Rag Lichsid of Yishmar. All Umipnei Kesiyah Nira HaTshuva Ba'elam, so that Tshuva would manifest. Therefore, Lo HaYashemer Oysam Min HaChet K'mayshahoyeru'uyim L'zeh Ad Sheba'u Lidei Chet Ve'ene Perish K'dei Laharos La'odam She'elu Hayu Chaitim V'osu Tshuva She'gam Hu Yaseh Tshuva. It's not simply, you know, these people were so bad, yet they did Tshuva, so should you. That's what the Gemara on its surface seems to be saying. That's not the meaning of the Gemara. She'bevade L'dovezeh Lo HaYitzorach Laharos. We wouldn't need to be shown, oh, they did tshuva, you can do tshuva. Of course not. Everybody knows there's a mitzvah of tshuva. The Torah says so emphatically. Ki mvur hu, bakasuf, right? V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. The pasuk says. Aval haperish b'zeh, ki hatshuva sheyase ha'odom min hachet v'yekabelo yisoy Hashem yisbaruch, b'tshuva hu davar gadol mo'od. That's the point. The point is to not just tell people to do tshuva, but to have people understand the grandeur, the majesty of coming back to Hashem, the greatness of the opportunity, the promise of tshuva, how great it is and how much we should appreciate it. It's a madrega ha'elyona sheyesh la'olam. It's a virtue that there is in this world, the opportunity, the possibility of doing tshuva. We can go back and be like we were originally. The Gemara tells us that tshuva came before anything else was created, before the creation of the world itself. Meaning, and his words in Gevuras Hashem are "Bekayach haschola elokis bilti gashmis." Tshuva is something bigger than anything in the physically created world, and that's why it preceded the physically created world. Anything in the physically created world means imperfection. Perfection means you come back perfectly to Hashem. So tshuva is something that was pre-existing, it's a precondition to creation itself. A precondition to creation, but that means that creation is going to give us a world where tshuva is possible. What a much better world that is. Ulefichach ha-tshuva bria chadasha ba'olam. Kasher lahaya ha-tshuva nimtzeis ba'olam rachek haya ha-tshuva min ha-adam. Without tshuva, how far and impossible it would be. Af ki ha-kosov mazir al tshuva, though it's a commandment, but until it happens, until it manifests, we don't know its power, and we don't appreciate the draw to do it and to effect tshuva when we must. It needed to actually once happen, that the nation should, as a nation, do tshuva, the whole people. But once the nation did tshuva, opening the way, opening and showing the path to tshuva for all generations to come, and through the people doing tshuva after the egel, the world gained this path, this nature. He is saying a fascinating thing. He's saying that the nature of tshuva is enhanced and the possibility expanded by virtue of the fact that it had been done. That the doing of tshuva by Am Yisrael meant the opening up and the trailblazing of paths and possibilities for tshuva in the future. He madregas ha-tshuva, that the madrega of tshuva now manifested in reality, in actuality in the world, shuv ein nechshev bria chadasha. Now it's no longer this impossible, new, miraculous advent. It happened, it can and will happen again. Shekvar nimtza ha-tshuva ba'olam. And he's going to say the same thing about David HaMelech. David HaMelech is, after all, the king of the Jewish people. So if David HaMelech can do tshuva, then his subjects, the people of Am Yisrael, like their Melech, can do tshuva. So now we're looking at Chet HaEgel not as something that was good, but as something which had the benefit that in its aftermath, something very good happened. And that's what the Gemara is intending to convey. Not that Hashem wanted the chet, but that the chet has this very positive upside in its aftermath, and that is a trailblazing of a path for tshuva that we can and will follow. And that's, of course, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe Rabbeinu, that when we will ever have, God forbid, times of tzara and a tanis, so then say the Yud Gimel Midos as they are found in Parshas Kisisa, Hashem, Hashem, Kil Racham B'chanu, Nerech Apayim, Rav Chesed V'mes. Moshe was taught, do this, teach Am Yisrael to do this, to say these words, and come back to me in tshuva. And that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying a very fantastic thing, that look at the positive side of what happened, because in the aftermath of the Egel, we learned how to do tshuva, and we learned that tshuva is available. And tshuva became even more available. The Maral here is saying that the possibilities of tshuva expanded. The idea of tshuva became strengthened. And the possibilities of effecting tshuva when we must now were so much stronger. It wasn't this new and impossible, miraculous, and never attempted effort. It was something that had been tried, tested, and the path back to Hashem when we must and should be following that path. That path has been blazed by the Jewish people after Chet HaEgel. That's what the Gemara is saying we should appreciate. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that the Chet, so to speak, accomplished something. So now when we look back at the words of the Gemara, we understand better what the Gemara intends. Lo asu Yisrael es ha-egel, meaning there was something good that came out of it. It wasn't all bad, because liten pischun pel lebalitshuv, because there was something there that's so good, and that is the introduction of and the empowerment of tshuva for our sake.